Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the front lines of cannabis legalization, deep in the heart of Texas, this is Green Gold Radio, a weekly show for ganjapreneurs and cannabis business owners. We talk about marketing your marijuana business to claim your stake in today's green gold rush. Here's your host and the founder of the Green Gold Mastermind, Nick Carpenter.
What's going on, everybody? Nick Carpenter here. So excited. Thank you so much for joining on another episode of Green Gold Radio, broadcasting to you live from beautiful Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys, home of the Texas Rangers, Six Flags Over Texas, Hurricane Harbor, and everything else you might want to do in Texas. Well, hey, that's not even what the show is about. It's not about Texas at all, though. The show is all about legalization. It's all about the movement, the cannabis industry, how you can market and use online marketing to grow your business inside of the legal or medical, which I guess both are legal, but recreational or medical cannabis industry, right? So it's such a crazy time. I love this idea of like gray law, right? Well, I don't love it, I guess, but I like the term gray law because I heard that the other day actually from, so last Thursday, President Obama did a YouTube interview series, and there was two people on there that got to interview him in the White House. They set up fake YouTube sets, right? And one of the people that interviewed was the lady, I can't think of her name right now, I think it's Flo, with the bright lipstick. She did the cinnamon challenge and got famous off of that with the fro and all that. So she was one lady that got to interview Obama. And then the other person that interviewed the president was Hank Green. And Hank asked him, you know, basically he said, hey, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't use it, but I do support legalization because it doesn't make sense. And what's your take on that? And, you know, he basically said, hey, you know, obviously at a federal level it's still illegal, but we do recognize that the laws aren't justly served out, you know, in the community. Sometimes maybe within the minority communities, the laws are way harsher than they are, or way more, they are enforced more often or on a crueler level than maybe in white communities, for example. And, you know, he did recognize that. So that's at least a positive sign. I mean, President Obama was a marijuana smoker. There's no reason why, you know, he should be doing everything possible to get it changed, right? If he is using his common sense and he's not being a politician, you know what I mean? So hopefully, you know, those laws will continue to change. I know Texas is definitely a foreground, and we're putting a lot of effort here into Texas to catch up on a couple of bills right now that are in the Texas Senate and going through the legislative session this session. House Bill 507 is a decriminalization bill. What it will do is take anybody that is found, you know, in possession of 1 ounce of marijuana or less, they get a $100 civil ticket instead of getting arrested. So today, if you get caught in Texas, the lowest law in Texas is 0.01 grams to 2 ounces, and that's a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by up to like $2,000 fine and 180 days in jail. So most people, you know, they just get like probation, community service, sheriff, slave detail. They get things like that, right? Pay fines, whatever. Attend a drug education class. In Texas, you get your license suspended for 6 months for any drug offense, right? So we're hoping that all those things will not occur anymore for basically people with minor possession, right? Possession for personal use, people, they will not be affected in the criminal system if House Bill 507 passes. So please call your legislator and support House Bill 507 so we can make sure that that occurs. Another bill is House Bill 557. And House Bill 557 is to allow research for hemp. So it's to allow Texas farmers to grow hemp for the purpose of research. So it's not commercial use like they have in Kentucky and some other places have implemented some hemp bills. This would be simply for research, but it is a step a right step forward. There also is another bill. I'm not even going to give you the House bill number, but there is a bill supporting CBD only marijuana. So I don't personally support that bill. I don't recommend anybody else in Texas to support that bill because there's too many patients and people that need whole plant medical cannabis. And so that bill, that's a CBD-only bill, I do not support. There's a ton of support in Texas for medical marijuana, and so we still have a really good chance that something could occur during this legislative session. So if you are in Texas or you care about Texas, please call our representatives and just urge them to support this common sense legislation that, you know, is a compassionate Texas, and it's what we need here. You know, we've got all kinds of sick patients out there like Team Alexis and the over 5,000 people associated with Team Alexis. And, you know, we just need those changes to occur in Texas. So, all right, enough about Texas. So I did have a guest lined up. I don't know. I'm striking out here on guests, man. This is the second time now that I've been stood up, and it's not a great feeling, to be honest. But that's okay. We'll roll forward. And what I wanted to share with you today is just a little bit about, well, I'm just going to give you one idea in hopes that you can be able to go and implement this one idea into your business and see some results from it, get some more business, and obviously want to come back, right, and get some more ideas. So the last time that I did my own show, which was episode 2, I talk about Facebook marketing and the fact that Facebook pretty much hates marijuana ads, right, is what I figured out. I mean, they do not support it at all. And so it's been an interesting couple of weeks to figure out and play with it and decide what do they prefer, you know, how can you market, because there's always a way, right? So within the rules, not bending the rules or going around it or whatever, right? I want to be in the rules, but I do want to be able to market a dispensary. I do want to be able to market a collective, and there's ways to do that. So I'm finding some of those out. Like, for example, you can just, instead of trying to promote your store directly, you can post up funny memes and stuff and, you know, run those as ads. And so you can get some exposure through the memes and through the little videos. And then people come into your page will see your other posts that, you have not promoted because, you know, those are the ones that are product or store related. So basically you can't market, you know, come and get our 20% off sale, you know, come and stop by the store from 9 to 6. You can't do any of that. Come and check out the new strain of Kush that just came in, right? None of that stuff. Facebook isn't going for it. So there's always a way though. So we're just kind of figuring that out on Facebook. One of the things that you own though, that's a really, you know, one of the long-term strategies, if you're looking to, like, look, right, if you're in the cannabis industry now, you're probably planning on being in the cannabis industry for a long time. The fact is it's still in its super infancy stages, and it's only going to continue to grow and grow over the next decade and 20 years, 30 years, right? So I plan on being in the industry for a long time, and that's why I'm setting myself up with some of the things that I'm doing today, right, is because I have an intention to be here in 10 years. So if you have the same intentions, one of the things that I recommend you start building now is an email list. So when you hear about an email list, you know, some people are like, well, I don't even know what that means. Well, it's basically just, there's tons of platforms out there that you can do this, but it's just building up a list of email addresses that you can send one email and it goes to everybody at the same time, right? Not like a CC where everybody sees the messages, but it's more of independent messages, each going out to each person individually, but it's a one-time effort on your part, right? So over time, you can grow this list to hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people, and with one click of a button, you can be able to reach all those people inside their email. Now, obviously, people have the option to unsubscribe, and that unsubscribe button is awesome, right? I love people that unsubscribe from my list because it means they're not interested in what I'm doing, right? Same thing for you. People aren't interested, there's no reason to email them, there's no reason to clog up their message, so we want them to unsubscribe. So we're not doing anything here like spam or messaging people that don't want it. we only want to be connected to people that are interested in what we're sending out inside of our email, inside of our newsletter, and that sort of thing. So, like, what I use for email marketing is this platform called AWeber, right? AWEBER.com. There's a lot out there. I mean, there's literally probably, there might even be hundreds of resources. I don't know, right? Some of the more popular ones today are AWeber, GetResponse, MailChimp. There's some more confusing ones like Infusionsoft, which is more commonly known as Confusionsoft, right? And I can totally attest to that. But there's a lot of different options out there. So the platform itself isn't really going to be my focus. You just figure out what's going to be best for you and your business, what's the easiest for you to manage. For me, that's AWeber, okay? So I use that to mail things out. So if you've ever gotten an email, if you're on my list, then that's exactly how I do that, right? The great thing about email marketing is that you own it. Okay? With Facebook ads and all these other social platforms and different things, you don't own those. And you can build a Facebook group. You can build up your Facebook likes on a page. You can have Instagram followers. You can have YouTube subscribers. You can have Twitter followers, right? All these different things. But you technically don't own any of that. All those things could be taken away from you, right? You could do something wrong. You could make a mistake. You could have somebody report you too many times or something. And those things could be taken away from you. Your email list can't be taken away from you. You own that, right? So when you're on all these social media platforms and you're doing everything on social media, which you should be, I'm not saying not to, my point is to keep the end goal in mind is to take people off social media. How do you take them to your email list? How do you take them to other social platforms? So if one slows down or one something happens and it gets deleted or, you know, you've got those people in other places and you don't lose everything that you've been building. An email list is the best strategy for long-term growth. You know, it's something that you control 100% of, and when you control 100% of it, you can control the content, you can control the frequency, all those things, right? Where on other platforms, that may be limited. When you have an email list and you've been building that up and growing that list, you can send out a promotion for a sale, or you can contact somebody about a new program or a new offer that you're company has, and you can make sales immediately, right? You can control that. You can throttle sales up if you need to when you have an email list. And you can do that you can do that for free. I don't know why that struggled to come out. Apparently the word free didn't want to come out, but right, you can do it for free. You don't have to go and pay advertisements or do something like that to reach everybody. Right, you can just manage it all yourself and make all the determinations for yourself. You can decide what words you want to use, if you want to cuss or whatever things that you want to do. Right, you can decide that. You don't have to have somebody else telling you that's inappropriate or not accepted. Right, however you choose to make, you know, develop those relationships with your list and build deeper, more meaningful connections. Right? I mean, you can do that however is most beneficial to you. All right, so that's why I love the email list, particularly for the cannabis industry, because so many things are still being restricted and regulated and not available to the industry as a whole based on the federal laws. Right? So there are obviously a lot of things we can do on a state level and on a local level and offline. But when it comes to online, some things are still limited. You have to be very strategic and know exactly what you're doing so you don't use the wrong word in the wrong place and get your account shut down. Right? I'm dealing with an issue right now with my Facebook ads account because that's basically what they're saying I did, you know, and obviously I don't believe that, you know, but it's an issue. So I don't want you to have to work through those same things like I'm having to do right now. So highly recommend you focus on building out your email list. Like I said, I use AWeber. There's tons of them out there. If you have some kind of, you know, sales platform, it may have an email system built in. If you're using any kind of customer relationship management tool or a CRM, it may have an email marketing system built in there. So you may not need to go get another one like what I use. But make sure that you're doing that. You know, reach out to your list. So, you know, like, so somebody's probably asking themselves right now, okay, great, I can go build this list and have a list, but then what? Okay, well, I would say you should be mailing your list at least on a minimum once a week, okay, to keep your business fresh in their mind. Anything less frequently than that, to me, you're going to lose touch with people, right? You can't keep top of mind and grow a relationship with somebody only talking to them once a month, right? Think about a friend, okay? Could you be friends with somebody only seeing them once a month? You could probably be acquaintances. You could somewhat know each other, right? But you couldn't really build like a close connection. But that's what you'll have the opportunity to do through these emails. So you can use them to promote local sales. You can use them to promote a specific item. You can use them to create awareness for something that you have going on within your company. So there's a lot of things that you can do, right? But the other thing is, don't forget to add in that human touch, okay? Sometimes we focus so much on creating automation and creating processes and doing marketing and systems and all these things that we forget it's just one human to another human. Right now, even though I'm hoping and anticipating that maybe hundreds or thousands of people will eventually listen to this podcast, it's only you right now listening to it in this moment. Right? So my objective is always to talk just like I'm talking to my friend, you know, and let this message resonate with you one person at a time. So that's how you should work your email marketing, is speak to one person at a time, right? We like to use something called a customer avatar. And a customer avatar is your ideal client, right? Who is your ideal client? And when you have that, when you have that customer avatar, you can write your email and you can write your marketing messages very, very specifically to that one person to pull those people more close to you, and even to push away the people that aren't your perfect customer, the people that you shouldn't or don't want to work with, right? We want to kind of detract them while attracting the perfect customer. So just think about that as you're writing your message, right? Write to one person, connect with one person at a time, speak to your perfect customer, right? Be human in your messages. Don't just always be a company. Be a person. Sign your name as a person, not as just only as a company, right? And I think that's really going to help you out a lot. So always remember that when you're on social media, your number one goal with social media is to use it to build better relationships. And your number two goal is to use social media to grow your email list and push those people somewhere else, right? Get them on your website. Get them on your list. Get them connected to you in different ways, not just on social media, so that if something occurs or as things evolve and people move, you don't lose those customers. You don't lose that hard work. And when your email list is just, it's something that you own, it's something that you control, and everybody should be having an email list. So I'm Nick Carpenter. If you enjoy the show, give us a thumbs up or a like or subscribe or do whatever those kind of things that you can do, and we really appreciate you. If there's somebody specifically that you think we should have on Green Gold Radio, please let me know who that is. Find me on Facebook. There's probably ways wherever you're listening to this at to comment or say something or contact me. So just do that. I'm always looking for suggestions. Like I said, got some really awesome owners coming up in the future here. And in fact, I think it's either next week, I think it's in 2 weeks, we have the owner of Pinchware coming on that make awesome bracelets, cannabis-related bracelets and different things. And so just got some really cool people coming up. So excited about it. So let me know if there's somebody you want to hear, and we'll check you out on the next episode of Green Gold Radio.
Thanks for listening to Green Gold Radio with Nick Carpenter. If you like what you just heard, please subscribe and pass along our show or website, greengoldmarketing.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archive section for previous podcasts. And join us next time for another hand-rolled edition of Green Gold Radio.